My name is Katia Aurelian, KETSIAAURELIAN. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Dorothy M. Masseline, Dorothy, middle initial M, last name Massaline. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. This CKD has progressed from stage 2 to 3A and is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, obesity, and the aging process. The most recent labs reveal a BUN of 19, creatinine of 1.0 from 0.79, and a GFR of 53 from 89. There is no evidence of selective or non-selective proteinuria. However, there is evidence of microscopic hematuria in the urinary sediments with RBC of 3 to 10. The patient denies any gross hematuria or any urinary symptoms, period. We will repeat the urinalysis and continue to monitor if the microscopic hematuria persists. At the next visit, we will recommend follow-up with the gynecologist for further workup, period. Next line, we encourage the patient to follow a plant-based diet devoid of animal proteins and processed foods, period. She denies any edema. And states her blood pressure today was 119/67, period. Due to the fact that this is a telehealth visit, we are unable to perform a physical assessment, period. Next line. The patient is hemodynamically stable. We will closely monitor the renal functions to make sure there is no significant deterioration, period. She denies any recent uses of antibiotics, NSAIDs, any new medications, or recent sicknesses, period. We are unsure why there is such a significant decline in the kidney functions. However, as previously stated, we will continue to monitor it for now, period. Next line, hyperphosphatemia with the serum phosphorus level of 4.5. We recommend that she follows a low phosphorus diet to prevent calcification of the blood vessels. Period. We will continue to monitor and we'll order MBD labs for further evaluation. Period. The PTH and uric and serum calcium levels are within normal limits. Period. Next line, hyponatremia, which has resolved. Her serum sodium level is 142 from 121. Period. Next line, arterial hypertension, which is under control with the current regimen. Her blood pressure today, according to the patient, is 119/67. Period. Next line, history of pituitary tumor status post-resection. The patient presents with low cortisol level of 0.3, which is likely related to the pituitary, pituitary resection, period. Next line, hypothyroidism with TSH of 0.006 from 0.005, period. The patient states she had a recent thyroid biopsy by Dr. Benny, B-E-N-N-I-E, the surgeon, and her PCP, Dr. Nelson, reviewed the results and it was negative, period. She follows with Dr. Nair, N-A-R-E, endocrinologist, for management of her levothyroxine and has an upcoming appointment in January, period. She denies any symptoms at this time. We will continue to monitor, period. Next line, hyperuricemia with uric acid of 6.8 from 7.6. There has been an improvement in the uric acid through dietary means, period. We encourage her to continue continued low dietary intake of purine. Period. We'll continue to monitor the uric acid. Next line. Obesity. Unfortunately, because this was a telehealth, we were unable to weigh the patient. But we encourage as well as increased physical activity, period. Next line, osteoarthritis of the right knee. We recommend avoidance of NSAIDs. She denies any symptoms at this time. Period. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup. Next line, microscopic hematuria. As per number one, if it continues, we will recommend that she sees her gynecologist and or a urologist for further workup. And